Hi there, I'm Jen Suliafu, mother of four, wife, mentor, and life coach. I know what it's like to feel lost in parenthood, out of touch with myself, and lacking direction, basically living in survival mode. But you aren't meant to just survive. You are meant to thrive. I've spent years and years dedicated to learning how to find myself and win at the game of life. Now I'm on a mission to help those around me heal and live the life they were meant to live. If you're feeling stuck in life or are ready to take your life to the next level, I invite you to join me in my Awaken group coaching. We meet weekly. We discuss life's challenges and get on the path to healing and living a life of abundance. As a gift to you, your first month is on me. Click the link in the show notes to sign up. Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts, to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. So it was interesting. I talked to a lot of agents about deals all the time. I hear them say, oh, I've got this deal going and this deal's about to fall apart. I'm running into these different walls with this deal. So I'm going to give you an example of something that just happened with the real estate world, but this template can be applied to anything. It could be applied to my business, your business, anybody's business, anything in life. Okay. So my husband had this deal. He's an agent and he had this deal that he was working on. And he has these clients that are such lovely people. They live in California. They wanted to get out of California, get out of Dodge, right? A lot of people are leaving California. And so they had found this place. They're an older couple and their kids live here, and they'd found this place that they had their heart set on. And they made an offer and he submitted it and never heard back. It was a 24-hour time frame to hear back, and the agent never even responded. And he was like, what in the world? This is a great deal. Like, it was a very, very amazing offer. Why wouldn't he even respond? Like, how rude, right? And day after day went by, he was trying to reach out to the guy, never could hear back from him. Eventually heard back, like 6 days later, he heard back that, oh, they had this other offer that they were going with. So meanwhile, you know, his clients had been waiting, and that was really, really frustrating for him. And the older lady, she cried. She was so upset. My husband was very upset with this other agent because he cares deeply about people, and he sees this woman upset and he was mad. And he said to me, you know, what a jerk. How could he do this? Right. And he's like, why do you string us along for that long? And I said, honey, okay, breathe life into it. And what I mean by that is you always have two options. Okay. You've got two roads here. You have one road where you can go, I'm going to create more resistance, or you have a road where you can create some flow, right? So the resistance would be like focusing on this agent and how annoyed you were and how inconsiderate he was and how upset this woman is and how the deal fell apart and how it's not going to happen. And now you're back to square one and now you got to find something else. Okay. That's resistance. And I'm just going to create more of it, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. Or I could go here on this road. And this road is, you know what? Maybe it wasn't meant to be. It's okay. Yeah, that wasn't right of him, but I'm just going to redirect. And I'll envision him calling me back and saying, hey, the deal didn't go through. Okay, we're going to counter and let's make this happen. And I said this to him. I said, envision him calling you and saying, hey, the deal didn't go through and let's do a deal. Let's make it happen. I'm going to counter right now and we'll get it done. And I breathe life into it. Or I focus on, if it wasn't meant to be, then something else better for them will come along. And I'm going to trust that, right? Well, less than 24 hours, that is exactly what happened. The agent calls him back and says, hey, deal didn't go through, which I don't know. Maybe there wasn't even a deal. Maybe he was just up in the night. I don't know what the deal was with this guy, but he calls and says, hey, we're going to counter. And now it's happening. Okay. So we are powerful. And I share all of these stories with you so that you can draw that parallel and you can see how powerful you are. And I've seen this time and time and time again with agents where they thought a deal was falling apart, and I encourage them to breathe life into it instead of resistance. So think about that with everything in your life. Are you going to go on the road of love or fear, of resistance or flow, of joy or sadness? Like, we have these two roads and we get to choose every day, all day long. So we're talking about finding our zen. What does that mean? Slowing down and finding peace. It's about being centered at your core and mentally with your soul, right? It allows you to find your power and peace within your body amidst transitions and nervousness. As an active peace state and inner clarity, Zen is a great way to help your mind and body. So at the end of the day, Zen is really about being in a state of peace and centeredness. And regardless of what's going on outside of our walls, we can be in that space if we're being intentional. So I have some really simple ways that I am going to share with you today on how to find our Zen. So surrendering is the first thing that I want you to think about when it comes to Zen, is surrendering. And we definitely have all had to be in a state of surrender. Another part of Zen is observing. Observing is a big part of our creation process, and it's the first thing when it comes to creating. So the number one thing is being in a state of observing what is showing up. And when we can allow ourselves to go, wow, Jen, this is how you reacted, and I'm proud of you, or wow, you need to go in there and say you're sorry, or wow, you know, and actually observing what's happening instead of just getting whipped around by life. Another part of Zen is, of course, allowing. So that's another layer to surrendering, but allowing yourself to cry if you feel like crying, allowing yourself to be angry if you want to be angry, and allowing it to move through you, and then redirecting. Another part to Zen is creating. So being intentional with where our mind and heart are. And then the last part of Zen is just being aware of your breath, listening, and allowing yourself to just be. That one's hard for me. It was hard for me. I'm getting a lot better at it. You know, meditation is, of course, a huge way to allow Zen in your life. But meditation is really just about being and breathing and listening and just being. And so for me, I really fought that for a long time. But it is something that is completely life-changing when you allow yourself to just be. So I encourage all of us to commit to having a practice of even allowing yourself for 5 minutes, maybe midday, of allowing yourself, maybe you set a timer on your phone to go, you know what, I am going to just go lay on my bed for 5 minutes, or go sit in my most favorite chair for 5 minutes with no TV on, no phone, and just be. Close my eyes and breathe. And listen, and rejuvenate my soul and replenish my soul. Or maybe I'm going to just go outside and take a walk for 5 minutes, and I'm not going to have any headphones on. I'm not going to, you know, be talking to anybody on the phone. I am just going to be, and I'm going to observe around me, and I'm going to be in a state of breathing and appreciation and in the moment. Before we end today, I'm going to share something kind of trippy that happened this week. I had a session with a guy who is, he's got such a beautiful, beautiful soul, and he's having a rough time in his life. He's got some crazy stuff that has come into his life, and we were working through it in his session. And I'll give you kind of the gist of it, but he basically has somebody that he's been friends with, and they had some business dealings and they went awry, and now he's in kind of a hard situation. And as we were talking through this, I get these messages from Spirit, and sometimes it's a little embarrassing. I'm like, oh, am I really going to say this? Am I really going to tell him this? But as the messenger, it's just what I got to do, because it's the vision that I had to literally take this old friend who's now kind of turning into, I mean, somewhat of an enemy, because they're against each other. There's this resistance. And to literally just close his eyes and picture this guy as a baby and envision himself nurturing that baby and rocking this baby to sleep and calming him down. So I shared it. And afterwards, that has come up so much this week with, that's the energy we're in right now of soothing our own soul. So I'm going to take you guys through a very simple, easy meditation to find our Zen and to slow down, to calm our soul. And again, I want to encourage you guys to share these pieces of information and these practices, because you're all light workers. So I want you to close your eyes, get in a space of being comfy. I want you to drop down into your heart. Bring your awareness down into your heart. Start to focus on your breathing. Breathing in through your nose, filling up your belly with air. Breathing out, relaxing your system. Breathing in and out. Now I want you to see yourself sitting in a rocking chair, a beautiful, comfy, nurturing rocking chair, a self-love rocking chair, super comfy. Picture yourself as an adult sitting in this chair, and I want you to see a beautiful baby in your arms. You're going to continue to breathe and relax. And as you look down, you realize that you're holding yourself as a baby, this beautiful, sweet, innocent, pure little baby. And as you hold this baby, you feel such an immense amount of love for this sweet, pure light that's in your arms. You can feel this baby, just having this baby in your arms is calming your own system. And as you look into your eyes as a baby, you can see that all is well in the world. There's no care in the world because they're safe and they're warm and they're comfortable and they're healthy. And you're rocking this baby. And I want you to picture yourself telling this sweet little child that everything is fine, that all is well, that no matter what happens, that you're here for a journey. And you're here to experience everything that is happening right here, right now on planet Earth. And you're going to get through this, and you're going to learn some amazing, amazing lessons and have some amazing, beautiful gems of experiences, of adventure. Everything, the good, the bad, and everything in between is as it should be. And lastly, I want you to look into this beautiful little soul's eyes, big soul, little body, and I want you to tell them how proud you are of them, how strong they are, and how much you love them. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, my darlings, it is a very powerful practice to see yourself as a child and to nurture yourself and to realize that you need that right now, okay? It's not just about you pouring your love out to everybody else and pouring your nurturing soul out to everyone else, your children, your partners, your sisters, whoever's in your life, your friends. You got to go here first. Thanks for being here today. And as always, I love you all so much. So have a fabulous week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.